Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know your health matters. The COVID-19 pandemic has negatively affected many people's mental health. And as the pandemic wears on, it's likely the mental health burden will increase as measures taken to slow the spread of the virus, such as social distancing and business and school closures, will lead to greater isolation. Dr. Martha Crowther, a practicing psychologist at University Medical Center, talks about the impact to mental health as COVID-19 continues. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We welcome you to another Health Matters segment. I'm Mike Royer, and our guest today is Dr. Martha Crowther. Dr. Crowther is a practicing psychologist at University Medical Center and a professor in the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health at the Community Health Sciences. She is also the college's Associate Dean for Research and Health Policy. There's no way you can get all of that on a business card. Just a little bit of it, right? It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We talked to you sometime back when the COVID-19 pandemic first began. We talked about how that affects people mentally, not just the virus itself. Now we're months into this. We've gone through so much. We've all gone through it together because it's affected everyone. Give us an update today. Generally speaking, I'll make the first question. How is the continuing pandemic affecting us generally? What are you finding?
It's a great question. So people are feeling very anxious, often stressed out, and uncertain. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find the right word to describe this. But initially, when the pandemic first started, people were just caught off guard. It's a deadly pandemic. What does this really mean? How do we take care of ourselves? Can we touch anything? What can we do? So we figured out after a few weeks what the rhythm was to kind of keeping ourselves safe, relatively speaking, right? We figured out when we could go to the grocery store, when not, what to do, what to wear, our face mask. First, we had to wear coverings over our hands, then we didn't. But we got through that part. Well, I think everyone thought by the time school started in August, we would be back to business as usual. So a lot of people at this point are really just caught off guard that we're still engaging not only in preventive practices, but we don't know when it will end. And we don't know if there'll be another change. So I think people are anxious and afraid and just uncertain.
I wonder when you were trying to search for the right word, if you were thinking maybe what I've thought some, and if this is common, one day I think, well, this is very serious. I've got to be careful. I want to leave my mask on. I want to keep my distance. And then other days I go, I don't know if I believe all of this. And I think that's kind of a common thing out on the street, that may be a dangerous thing to think, whether you're out on the street or not. Do you find some people are dealing with buying into being told what to do and others who just have a lot of doubts about it?
Yes, I actually wrote myself a note, the word control, and that's part of what it is.
We don't like that.
We don't like not having control. Yeah. And this is not just a pandemic in our country, but it's a pandemic throughout the world. And surely I've heard more than one person say this. Couldn't someone in the world by now come up with a vaccine for this? So the process to develop a really good and safe vaccine just takes a really long time. So we're waiting for that. We're waiting to figure out, can we go visit our relatives and friends that we know well, but we're not supposed to be really close with anyone that's not in our immediate household. We still have to social distance. So it's a lot of loss of control, and people are having a really hard time with that.
Some politicians, and I am thinking of the president, want to be positive and encouraged, and we'll talk about a vaccine's coming real soon. We're on top of it. This other thing works great. We're on top of it. Don't worry. I know he probably wants to put people's minds at ease, but it takes months and months to do a vaccine, maybe as long as a year to come up with a proven safe vaccine, correct?
Yes, it really does. And that, but what you just highlighted are that there are different messages. So for me, I will go to CDC's website and look to see what the current recommendations and guidelines are. Right. But not everyone will do that. And what we tend to do is just turn on the news and unfortunately, as a society now, we just turn on the news that kind of speaks to us, and we're not always getting the information that will help us stay safe, that will kind of maximize our feelings of control, but also provide us with the honest information that we need to then kind of stay the course.
We're not doing a segment about television and media today, but I was raised in an area where if Walter Cronkite said it, it was true, and it almost always was. You have to be a little more careful today with so many sources of information.
Yes, and the other piece of that, you didn't ask me about this, but I feel like I need to talk about it.
You're the doctor.
There's so many news outlets, but there's also just so much information.
Yeah.
So I tell my patients to just kind of digest the news. So maybe you watch in the morning and maybe in the evening, but not throughout the day. Maybe you watch, listen, or read the newspapers. You don't have to do all of that. So people start to feel overwhelmed. And there are really a lot of important articles coming out now saying how important it is for people to just kind of have a plan for how they intake all the information.
What is the primary difference you see from initially people's how they were affected by the pandemic these months later? Are the concerns still the same or are they amplified a bit? What are you finding over time?
The concerns are, I guess, both. Some of them are the same, but some are amplified. In particular, the concern about family and friends. So we know that we've had a return to school. We know on our campus we have students who have left home. They're back on campus now. They want to see their friends. They want to hang out. That's the normal behavior. We have kids in elementary, junior high, high school. They've been at home a long time, too. They want to see their friends. So we know for those kids, they're still doing virtual school at the moment. College kids are back, but now we're saying, we know you spend 5 months away from everyone, but still stay away from them, right? So it's just, so people want to be safe, but it's really hard to maintain that social distance without sending kind of gentle reminders, right? So I think that's what's amplified. And you have grandparents who have not seen their grandchildren in person for months and months and months, when maybe before they saw them at least once a month at a minimum.
Sometimes in times of distress, people turn to substances, alcohol or even drugs, to deal with, to cope with things that trouble them. Do you think we're seeing an increase in that from the patients you talk to, from the research or the things you're reading?
Yes, there was an article that came out about 2 weeks ago that talked about the increase in people using opioids and other substances just to try to help them manage. So someone already had a substance abuse problem. You see those problems exacerbating. You had people who were managing. So maybe you had someone who was a former alcoholic who now has started drinking again. Mm-hmm. So really, people are just trying to figure out how to cope. So what I think we need to do is provide better, healthy coping strategies, right? And I wrote myself a note to say plan. We all need a plan. So we can't just wake up every day and say, okay, this is how I'm feeling today. Let me just wing it. But we need a health and well-being plan. So every day, maybe do something meditational if that works for you. If you're religious, it may mean reading a scripture every day. If you're not religious, it may mean being quiet in the morning, but doing something that's kind of meditative, having some digestive news. Maybe you watch one news segment or you read, I always call it the digest version of a newspaper that you really enjoy. And then you do something physical. You go for a walk. That's my preference in the morning. I love going walking early in the morning, but that may not be for everyone. I'll go bike riding with my girls in the afternoon, but find some way to have a physical release, right? So for me, I think the mind and body work together. So if we want to decrease our stress and anxiety and worry, we have to then increase the amount of physical activity we're engaging in. And I know everyone's busy and no one has time for anything, but we have to make time for this and we have to plan it. So I encourage patients to lay out their workout clothes the night before so they don't have an excuse. And the morning you can kind of get up and do that. Figure out what you're going to do for your morning meditation the night before. So I think a plan helps us and we can control that. So control what we can and then it'll help us manage what we can't.
Dr. Crowther, you just answered my last question without me asking it. That's exactly what I was going to say. What do you recommend to people? Let's end with this, though. And if you're still struggling, if you're thinking about using something, a substance, seeking a professional help is always good advice as well.
Absolutely. And I am embarrassed that I didn't just say that as part of my spiel a minute
ago. That's why I'm here.
Thank you. But it really is important to seek out therapy if needed. And people always worry that that makes them seem like they're crazy or out of control. It doesn't. Whatever we need to do that's healthy, that allows us to have some control, is really important. So they can talk to a mental health professional like myself. They can talk to a psychiatrist. They can talk to their primary care physician who mm-hmm. can help them. But it's really important to seek out help just to help kind of manage those feelings, because it really does impact us. We want to be able to function mentally as effectively as possible. And to do that, we need to meditate. We need to engage in physical activity. I didn't mention kind of eating at least at a minimum one healthy meal a day, and then talking to someone if you need someone to remind you of these things or you have other issues that are coming up. So families who've been at home together for months, and if everyone's working from home or managing school from home, they may need to talk to someone just to help them with the plan.
Dr. Martha Crawford, you talked to us early in the pandemic. Now, we'll look forward to having you back when we really are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. We think we've got this whipped, because we will eventually deal with this. We'll look forward to having you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.